Maybe it's time to reflect on the thought that the only thing worse than being governed by the party you hate is not having democracy at all. But why is it people think that they have to have the party they vote for in government? Do they not understand? Tim Johns has been thinking about whether democracy really won it on Thursday night.
Politics is a cruel, divisive business. In the build-up to a general election, party campaigners and politicians and activists all rallied together with their policies and plans for building a better and stronger society. Passions run deep and sleep is sacrificed in favour of knocking on doors and convincing people to join you in bringing your hopes and beliefs to fruition. Then the country votes and the results come in.
And here are the figures which we have. Quite remarkable, this exit poll.
This time round, for Conservative supporters, great news. For many others, like Labour supporters, the results come like a punch in the gut. It's the same for the losers in any election. All those hopes and dreams nurtured over such a long period of time dashed in a moment. And in their place, a guaranteed 5 years of government led by the very party you so desperately hoped to stop. It's painful and it's bleak, and perhaps you can't face 5 years of living in a country led by those with an entirely different set of values to your own. There's only one thing for it.
I'd like a one-way ticket to Iceland, please.
You've got to leave the country. In elections, only one side can win, and being on the losing side can be such a truly heartbreaking experience that some people really are tempted to do a Phil Collins. When Labour swept to power in 1997, the singer made good on his threat to leave the country if the Conservatives didn't win. So he upped sticks and headed off to live in Switzerland. But hang on. If this sounds like you...
This election result is a disaster. I can't believe the British people voted as they did. I just can't face the next 5 years. I'm leaving the country.
Is there another way to think about it? Perhaps those on the losing side in elections should be grateful at the result. Not because of who won, but because they live in a democratic society where in a free and fair election, a government was selected and everyone accepted the result. There were no military coups, no widespread rioting. For most of human history, we didn't have democracy, but now we do, and that is remarkable. So perhaps those people who are thinking they would really like to do this should reconsider, because that remarkable thing about democracy is that half the population is able to live in a country run by people they don't like and didn't vote for, but they accept that.